Welcome to this demo of the Beats Pill Plus. And I actually bought this new Beats Pill in 2017, but it's been around for a while. But before that, I had the smaller Beats Pill, of which I had two of them. So what I thought I might do is describe the older Beats Pill, and then we'll move on to describe the Beats Pill Plus. I'll show you what they both sound like, and they're actually quite different. So the old Beats Pill speaker, and I've got two of them, and one of the nice things about it was that you could pair two Beats Pill speakers together by tapping them together via an NFC chip. With the current new version, the Beats Pill Plus, you have to do it via the Beats Pill app, of which I'm not particularly impressed because it has quite a lot of unlabeled buttons in it. Second thing about the older Beats Pill, which I really enjoyed, was the fact that you had both a 3.5mm audio in and audio out. In the new Beats Pill Plus, you only have one audio in, i.e. connect it to such devices like a VictorStream or any other thing for that matter, and have it play via the 3.5mm headphone jack. So they were the two main things that I really enjoyed about the earlier Beats Pill. Now, physically, the older Beats Pill was a, if you like, a bit of a long round cylinder with a flat base on the bottom. The new Beats Pill Plus is higher and has rounded sides and is quite squat. So it doesn't feel as rounded as the older Beats Pill. So it's a lot more beefy feeling, if you like, than the older Beats Pill. Button layout and ports on the older Beats Pill. On the back side of it, you had in the middle a on-off button, a little rectangular button. To the left of that, you had a USB port for charging. And to the right of that, you had two 3.5mm jacks, one in and one out for audio. On the top of the Beats Pill, you had two rectangular buttons, volume up and volume down, and on the front face you had one round button, and that was the play pause, or if you pressed it twice, next, or pressed it three times, previous track button. And underneath it, for the rubber bottom in the middle, you got a little flap that you just pull up, and underneath that you had a USB full-size port, and of course that's where you could use it to, for example, charge your iPhone off the Beats Pill speaker. And as far as the Beats Pill Plus is concerned, let me just pick it up. I reckon probably it's about twice the weight of the little Beats Pill, and it's a different layout completely. The bottom of the Beats Pill doesn't have that rubber flap anymore. It's just got a Beats logo on the bottom, and it's actually plastic on the bottom. There's no rubber bottom. And on the back face of the Beats Pill Plus speaker, if I pull up a little rubber flap again, there's two parts to this little rubber door. One little bit just folds back, and that's got a port for a lightning cable. And of course, that's to charge the Beats Pill Plus itself. And if I pull the door up again for the rest of it, underneath there, we've got, to the right of that little lightning cable port, we've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, only one. Then we've got a four USB port, again, for charging an iPhone, for example, off the battery in the speaker. So let me put that little rubber door back on. All right, so the top face of the Beats Pill Plus speaker. On the far left-hand side, we have a raised round button, which is the on-off button. And then in the middle, we have a flat or flush button, which is the play pause, or if you press it twice, next, press it three times, previous button. So the, and then to the right on the far right hand side, we have two raised round buttons, volume up and volume down. And then on the front face of the Beats Plus speaker is a grill, and the left and right of the grill, of course, is the internal stereo speakers. So that's a physical description of the old Beats Pill and the new Beats Pill Plus. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to put them side by side on the table here, and I've got them both paired to my iPhone here, and I just basically simply put them in the pairing mode by holding down the on button, neither one, and just pairing them via the settings Bluetooth option. All right, so let me grab my iPhone here. 12:47 p.m. Now, I'm just going to turn the older one on first, and I'll get it to play some music, and you can hear what it sounds like. So I'm holding in the button at the back, and it's coming on. And we should hear a blump, blump noise. There we go, as it connects to my iPhone.
Screen dim.
So it said screen dim, so it's connected to my iPhone. So I've been previously listening to some chill out music on Apple Music. So it's going to do a two-finger double tap to start that music playing.
Clean eyes and soul.
Okay, two finger double to stop. One thing I've noticed with the older Beats pill is the responsiveness of the Bluetooth. So I'm going to press the play pause button on the front of the Beats pill. Remember, this is the old one. I'm pressing it now. Okay, and I'm going to press it again to stop it. So as you can tell, there's a bit of a delay between the buttons responding. All right, so let me just turn it off because we're more interested in the new one. Hold down the button at the back. All right. And what I might do is I'm going to switch these speakers over so it's in exactly the same place as the other one, so we get a good recording of it. All right, so let me come to the left-hand side of the speaker and on the top and hold down the on button. Ready and go. Okay, that's now on. So let me do a two-finger double tap now, continuing the same song as I played on the previous older version of the Beats pill. And the bass is a lot more distinctive than the older one. Two finger double tap to stop. Now, this is the responsiveness of the new Beats Pill Plus speaker when I press the play pause button in the middle at the top. So I'm pressing it now. And I'm pressing it again to stop now. So it's a little bit more responsive, not fantastically responsive, than the older version. Now, if I flick on the screen with VoiceOver, let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Messages. Double tap to open.
Now, actions flick to the right.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Weather. Clock. Maps.
And back to the left.
Double tap. Clock. Weather. Camera. Photos. Calendar.
So it's quite responsive. Let me just do a flick left and right with the older one. I'm going to turn the Beats Pill Plus off. And turn the older one on.
Screen dimmed.
There's the screen dimmed again. Okay, touch the top of the screen.
Messages. Double tap to open.
And
actions available.
Flick to the right.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Weather.
Now.
Clock. 12. Maps.
There's a slight delay.
Double tap to open. Maps. Clock. 12. Weather. Camera.
Yeah.
Photos.
In me flicking with the older version of the speaker, I feel like I'm sort of pushing the gesture through to the speaker rather than the speaker responding pretty much straight away. All right, so turn the old one off. And turn the new one back on again. Let me just show you what it sounds like when you're listening to an audiobook with human narration. So let me just do, hey Siri, open Audible. And touch the top of my screen.
Device, iTunes, search, but all titles, sorting by, delete, refresh, conspiracy, The Emperor's Edge, book by Lindsay Buroka, narrated by Vivian Leveny.
Okay, now let me just double tap on that one.
Amaranth, Rector Pocket Watch. We better get started in a moment, but first, Yara, join me over here for a moment, please. Amaranth knelt at the end of a loading dock and rummaged in her rucksack. She pulled out a mask and a canister of the knockout concoction Saravik had made. When Yara joined her, Amaranth held out the items. You should take these. You can use the canister to make those around you sleepy, maybe even pass out. Amaranth wished she'd tested them, but they were among the most expensive items.
So that's a female narration voice, and that's currently running at 1.5 speed rate. I can't stand listening to most books at 1.0 normal speed. Let me just show you a male voice. So
it's
going to do close. Now let me just go to a book that's got male narration.
The Sword of the South by David Weber, narrated by Nick Sullivan.
Here we go, The Sword of the South. Double tap on that one.
I doubt it. There aren't many left, thank the gods. And I was under the impression all of them had been left behind in Kantavar. I haven't encountered one of them since the fall, at least. Of course, that leads to the interesting question of...
Okay, so that's that one. So that's the Beats Pill Plus with female and male narration. I find it a bit too bassy for music and sometimes a little bit too bassy on some audiobooks. Let me just give you a bit of a comparison. I'm just going to leave it on the male one for the moment. I'm just going to turn the speaker off. Okay, that's the Beats Pill Plus off. It's going to turn the older Beats Pill on. Have a listen to what it sounds like on the older one.
How she got her hands on this one, doesn't it? I'm sure it does. And I'm sure you'll eventually get to the bottom of it. For right now, though, I'll spend my time being grateful she doesn't have any more of them. Assuming, of course, that it turns out that way in the end. Wensit chuckled without a great deal of humor and took the torch to free both of Kenhoden's hands, and grunting sounds announced Bazel's arrival as he squeezed between the...
Okay. So, as I said, the bass is not so much on the older one, but it's quite a little bit more substantial on the newer one. So I'm not convinced about the new Beats Pill Plus. I, in some ways, prefer the older version. But as a speaker, like the older Beats Pill, the Plus still does Bluetooth, still allows me to plug it into something like my Victor Reader Stream via a 3.5mm headphone jack. And one benefit, at least, is the fact that I can charge it off a lightning cable rather than the older version, which had the micro USB cable for charging. But anyway, that completes this bit of a demo comparison of the old Beats Pill versus the new Beats Pill Plus speaker. Hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.